Welcome back to the show. It's about 1:45 a.m. here on a Sunday. Just got back from watching the UFC fights over at Chip's house, a.k.a. Modelo Man. Camera's rolling. Yes, audio's going. Good. If the camera shuts off, someone's going to die. And it's not going to be me. That's what my dad used to say. He's like, all right, guys, I'm going to bed. Don't wake me up unless there's bleeding or burning. If there's not bleeding or burning, someone's going to die, and it's not going to be me. That was like my dad's signature line. But yeah, man, speaking of bleeding and burning, I'm doing a little bit of both right now. I spent the day at the beach. Was it Tuesday this week? I ended up going skimboarding with this new girl I've been seeing. Had a beach day, and I didn't expect her to be good at skimboarding. Most of the time, women just kind of drop it and step on it, don't really go anywhere. But she was pretty fucking good, going right into the wave, dropping it perfectly, stepping on it. So yeah, I had to go a little harder than I thought I would, and I ended up falling quite a bit. And I fell into the sand that wasn't really sand, it was just all shells. And when you fall into a bunch of seashells, you're basically landing on a cheese grater. So like my hips, my back, I mean even my head was bleeding. Now I feel like I stepped on a landmine. No disrespect to anyone who stepped on a landmine. I know I have a couple ex-military friends that have. So sorry, Robbie, no disrespect. I'm not trying to steal valor here, but, yeah, dude, I was fucking beat up. Now I'm just like a snake. I'm shedding my skin. I haven't gotten that much sun in a while. So I'm just like peeling. Just kind of looking like a freak. So she hands me the board and I'm like, all right, like, let me do a little something. So the first run was great. And she was like, wow, you're really good at this. So I was like, oh, you think that run's good? I'm like, you haven't seen nothing. And then I just landed on the side of my fucking head. My sunglasses came off. I was like trying to find them in the water. I look like the kid in the hallway at school in those old high school movies that gets like his books knocked out of his hand. And I'm like scrambling to find my sunglasses in the water. And then a wave came and knocked me over. Just like the most disrespectful thing is when you fall surfing and then another wave lands on you. It's like Mother Nature just being like, get the fuck out of the ocean. So yeah, then I had to walk back up to her like everything was fine. I'm just bleeding. I wanted to lay there and be like, yeah. But you can't. You just got to get right back up and be like, everything's fine. And she's like, you have a lot of sand stuck to your head. And I go, hey, thanks. I don't know if you saw what happened. I wore shorts at work because the jeans were like rubbing up on the scab. And everyone's like, what the fuck happened to you? I look like I got pushed out of a moving truck. Like everything on the right side is just rashed up. So yeah, it was just like it was a surreal Tuesday. You look around and you're the only two people on the beach. It was like some private beach, and we just were just skimboarding into the waves. And it was like one of the first times in my life where I just was like, enjoy this. You know what I mean? Like, enjoy this day, because this is awesome. So it was cool to like, not to sound corny, but it was like, I was actually like in the moment. I was like, this is fun. I was like, this is like amazing, you know? But anyway, I don't know if you saw this week, someone on the Royal Caribbean cruise ship got eaten by a shark. It lets you off in the Bahamas, you can go snorkeling. And it said she got bit in her upper torso by sharks. They just feasted on her, which is horrific, to say the least. But then the Royal Caribbean cruise line sent out the statement, and I quote, Royal Caribbean is providing support and assistance to the guests' loved ones during this difficult time, a statement from the cruise line said. Harmony of the Seas is currently on a 7-night cruise after sailing from Port Canaveral, Florida on Sunday. And that is just the typical corporate PR statement. We are doing everything we can to assist the families. What does that mean? You know, they're typing, we are doing everything we can in this time of need to support the loved ones. It's like, dude, that's just the statement they put out while the rest of the team panics in some boardroom. Like, oh, fuck, dude, how are we going to get out of this one? Holy shit, a woman was eaten on the fucking cruise tour. How do we get out of this one? All right, just put out the generic statement. We are doing everything we can. You know, sorry about your mom. We brought you some extra towels. Like, what the fuck is that? Getting a couple extra meals comped at the buffet? That's what corporations do. They either go, oh, we tried to reach out to the company, but they said that they can, they're not in position to make a statement at this time, which means we need more time to figure out how we're going to spin this. Or it's, we're providing love and support to the loved ones at this time. Because you can't really do anything. If you're like, hey, everyone, let's go snorkeling. And then a fucking school of sharks just attacks someone. And you got to be like, oh, that's not part of the tour. Hey, everyone, back on the cruise, everyone. Hey, who had fun in the Bahamas? Let's get back on that boat, huh? I mean, Jesus, dude. I've been riding to Tampa every Monday with my buddy Cam. Very funny, dude. Been picking him up on the way to Tampa. There's a show out there every Monday. It's called The Gimmick, but it's in a trap house, like literally an old drug house. Just got the two pillars out front, literally just an empty house. And it's in between other drug houses where like real drug deals are going on. And then in the middle of the hood, it's a comedy show. And it's got to be, I mean, it's one of the funnest places I've ever done. Because it's just like 150 people just packed in to a house. And then they have like movie posters everywhere, neon lights, like beer signs, the open sign, you know, like all like the Budweiser, Bud Light, VHS tapes, like sports action figures. Like they have like Michael Jordan still in the box, just nailed to the wall, just crazy. Looks like a schizophrenic, just whatever they could find, they put it on the wall. So I've been going down there every Monday. My buddy Will came out to support, man. Shout out to Will, aka Tampa Bill. He came through, brought some friends, so it was good to see everyone, man. And yeah, it's just been like the new Monday spot, dude. So there's gonna be a lot of stand-up clips coming out of that. Not really too active on Instagram anymore, but if you follow The Sean Madden Show on Instagram, I post clips there. But if you go to the YouTube, the link's in the description here. Everything's on YouTube, the TikTok, I'm Sean Madden, and then I'm back on Facebook. Facebook's been blowing up, dude. I think it's just because when someone shares a video on Facebook, it goes onto someone's timeline, and then all their friends can see it, and then they can share it, so the Florida Man Zoom interview prank, that just hit 700,000. So I actually applied for a lot of jobs today with a fake resume. So expect more of those videos to be coming. Saw a video of a giraffe being born at the zoo. It was horrific, dude. It was like, first of all, a giraffe is, what, 7 feet off the ground? How far the giraffe, the baby giraffe falls from the giraffe vagina to the floor. In this case, it was concrete. The thing gave birth to a baby giraffe on concrete at the zoo. And everyone was going, get up, get up. Just barbarians, dude. So can a giraffe give birth any other way? Just out of curiosity? Can it kneel down when it gives birth? Or does the baby have to fall 10 feet? Bro, the first 3 seconds of a baby giraffe's life is just falling into concrete. Just, that's the first 3 seconds. Imagine your mom's giving birth, right? And the doctor doesn't catch you. You just hit the fucking tile floor at the hospital. And then a crowd of people go, get up, get up. That was this video, dude. The first 3 seconds of a giraffe's life is just, ah! Anyone else getting these scam calls? Dude, I get a scam call every single day. I got a call today. I don't know if it was a scam or not. But the lady was like, hi, I'm Samantha with so-and-so. And I was like, and I said, yeah, nice try, robot. Because I thought it was like a robocall. And she goes, oh, I'm not a robot. And I'm like, yeah, you know who says that? Robots. And then she started getting frustrated with me. And then I'm like, wait a second, is this an actual human being on the other line, or is this like artificial intelligence? Because it's getting fucking good, dude. The AI is getting good. If you go, oh, I'm talking to a robot, they just program that shit to be like, I'm not a robot, silly. And then you're like, wait a second, is this a robot or is this a human? And so I'm like battling back and forth with this woman. She's like, I'm not a robot, I'm calling about this. And I was like, you sound like a robot to me. And she's like, seriously, I'm not a robot. And then I just hung up because robots don't have feelings. No, I don't know. I felt bad. I hung up on this woman and I'm like, maybe she was an actual person, but I'm not taking my chances, dude. But this week was just like, it was so weird, man, because like, the highs were high and the lows were low. And for the last like 48 hours, I was just in like a slump, like feeling sorry for myself for some reason. I don't know why. Just being a complete vagina. And I don't know. I pulled myself out of it, dude, because I'm like, what am I doing? You know, it's like I'm healthy. Everyone I know is healthy. You know, and then it's like I got friends with real problems. You know what I'm saying? Like, what am I actually, like lately it's been like, what are you actually sad about? Like, what are you stressed about? You know what I'm saying? It's like, I got food in the fridge. My lights are on. You know? Like, I'm good. Like, I just had a friend get deported back to Mexico. He has a business here, and he has his kids here. That's a real problem. It's like that saying, like, if you were in a big circle with a bunch of people and everyone put their problems in the middle of the pile, you would gladly go get your problems out of the pile and be like, oh, I'll keep these problems. Oh, I thought I had problems until I saw the other people put their problems in the circle. So that's been kind of my new mentality, is just like, a lot of my shit comes down to patience, bro. Is like, why isn't this moving faster? Why, you know, then you start, you know, social media is fucked because then you start seeing like everyone else. It seems like no one has a job. Anyone else like getting that? Like, you're like, even when you go out now, everyone's like not working. Like, who the, like what? You start to feel like you're the only one that's fucking broke. Anyone else feel that? You're just like, how do these people have fucking money, dude? You know, I see people going on vacation every other day and I'm like, who's paying for that? I know what you do. So weird. Does everyone have an OnlyFans? Is everyone on OnlyFans? Like, what the fuck is happening? But yeah, I think we'll wrap it up right there, man. Thank you guys for listening so much. That's episode 101. Don't forget to like and subscribe if you're enjoying the show. Leave a review. And this episode is brought to you by Lockternal Security Solutions. They got some pretty cool stuff on there, man. They got a dictionary, like a fake dictionary that you open it up and it's a combination safe. Like a steel. It looks like a real dictionary. But as soon as you open it, it's a steel, like, safe. So they got that. They got the Night Watch portable door lock. It's designed for, like, if you're staying at an Airbnb and someone else has a key to a place, or, you know, you got a crazy ex-boyfriend or girlfriend and they have a key to your apartment, you can put this lock in the door You know, no tools required or anything. You just put it in the door and it creates like a doorstop. And that's on sale right now. If you click the link in the description, you'll get $5 off. And they kick me back a little bit. So if you support them, you support the show. So I appreciate you, and we will see you next week. You want to smoke something? You've seen him perform all over LA. Give it up for Sean Madden, everybody. What have we got here? A fucking comedian. This show's not going to go.